Yeah, all right. This is your main man, Glenn Close, coming at you straight from my mind to the universe. We're gonna get ripped together. You, me, my body, your body. Don't think about it too hard. Socrates, a very smart dead guy, once said that it is a shame for a man to grow old without seeing the beauty and strength of which his body is capable. Nerd historians will say he wasn't talking about getting swole. He was talking about preparing your meat sack to be able to fight in a war. But you know what? You are fighting a war, man. A war against time, against age, against entropy. Dig that. Because we're like Prometheus stealing fire from the gods. Every breath we take snatches life away from an uncaring, indifferent universe. Look around you, dude. You should not exist. Human beings should not exist. Life itself should not exist. Every other planet we've seen is barren, desolate, full of like, I don't know, like gases and stuff. Like, I forget one, like, isn't Uranus, isn't like Uranus all gas or something? That's pretty funny. You probably vape the whole planet. You could vape Uranus. what was I saying? Anyway, and yet, we are here, motherfuckers. Our life is a big old fat middle finger right in the face of the universe itself. So we're gonna get buff. You know why? Cause screw the universe. The universe doesn't know what it's talking about. All right, let's focus. Focus up. Squats. Easy. No problem. You got weights? Use them. You tied up in the prison against your will? Use that rage to fuel your fire, baby. Here we go. Get in there deep. I want your form to be perfect. No cheating. I want passing birds to fly by and look down and be like, whoa, are those textbook squats that are being cranked out? Dang, and they'll fly right into a window? That's right, you're gonna kill birds with your squats. Yeah, you're buying some insurance right now. That insurance is against future injuries. You're strengthening your core, which means you're never gonna throw your back out. In fact, you're gonna throw your back in with the power of abs. Our ancestors hunted mastodon with their bare hands. You will not embarrass them by being injured by a box from Home Depot. You will not be defeated by inanimate objects. Let's go, let's get that squat. Ah, yeah, you feel that burn? Those muscles help you poop, dog. And when we're done, your colon's gonna eject waste from your body like Randy Johnson throwing 100-mile fastballs right into the strike zone. You sense a theme yet? That's right, we're gonna kill birds with our shit. You're gonna rip cannonballs into that porcelain pool every time, guaranteed. Take that bidet you ordered on Amazon, return it with Amazon's generous return policy, because you won't need it anymore. You're gonna wash your own butthole with splashback every time. This process is incredibly efficient and environmentally friendly. You're gonna save the environment with these squats, minus the birds, which, as I've said, we are definitely killing. All right, I think you're probably on the last one now, last one. You know what? Just hold it. Hold it at the bottom. Flex on the haters. You're gonna do this all day. Sit here. Have some tea. It's afternoon tea time. We're gonna have some tea with the queen here in this squat position. Wait for it. Wait. Is this me being a DJ? I'm like playing music and stuff. What am I in? They say when you have a kid, the whole purpose of your existence shifts, but what am I now that Nick's no longer my son? Who am I even supposed to be? Can't think about that, gotta get strong. All right, up we go, hell yeah. What's next, baby? Ooh, leg lifts. You got a pull-up bar, hang on it. You got the ground, lay on it. No break, no time for breaks. Get down there, get up there, get strong and get your son back. Lift those legs. Imagine your legs are like a powerful trebuchet. Look around you. Oh shit, it's 1304. You're at the siege of Stirling Castle. You're hurling things with your legs. Hurl stones across the air with your legs. What's that, are these? There's a little tiny English soldier surrounding you. They're scurrying around, loading your legs up as you launch stones at that castle. Hurl those stones into the air. Watch them sail. Look at those Englishmen, too. Like, probably shorter than the average person you're used to, because nourishment in the Middle Ages was like not as good, so everyone was like a little bit shorter. But they were buff though, which is what we're gonna be. You're gonna be buff as them, but taller too. So if you ever have to time travel, you could kick those little Englishmen's asses. Yeah, look at them scurrying around. They don't know that you're from the future. They don't even know that you're a sentient trebuchet. That's beyond the scope of their imaginings. Also, let's not think about the political ramifications of the overall War of Scottish Independence, which is when this siege is taking place. That's that's gonna be going on for like another 50 years of the war and stuff. So like, whatever. Like you're Trebuchet. You don't care. You're built for one task. That's gonna tear down those castle walls. Let's see you do it with your legs. Hell yeah! All right, we're almost done. But when you hear me say that, you're not relieved. You're angry. You want more. You can take it. You can do this forever. The moment this is over, you're gonna start over from the top because nothing's gonna stop you. All right, next exercise. Get up there. Wide grip pull-ups. Here we go. If you don't have a bar, it's push-ups. Let's go. Every force has an equal and opposite reaction. Think about it for 1 second. You're not pushing your body up. You're shoving the entire earth away. You're locked in combat with the entire gravitational pull of the entire freaking planet. You feel that? Yeah. You know what? Somewhere on the other side of the planet, the ground is buckling from your strength. A toddler is going to be taking their first steps, and their parents are going to be recording it on the phone all excited, and you're going to cause them to fall over. You're not going to hurt them, but they're going to be mad confused. They're going to remember that their whole life. They're going to grow up and have recurring dreams of falling over. It's going to happen over and over again. They're going to tell their very expensive therapist this, and their therapist is going to be like, it probably has something to do with like their anxiety about their job or their love life or whatever, but you and me, we know that therapist is full of shit. You know why? Because they're going to suffer from those dreams because you've been shaking the entire earth right now with these push-ups and or pull-ups. All right, one more. Give me one more until your muscles fail. All right, yeah. Yeah, just lie there, taking deep breaths. Feel the blood coursing through your veins. Feel the muscle cells scramble to repair the carnage you just brought upon them. They're going to build up scaffolding and repair those tiny tears and make them stronger. I bet you your cells are like little civil engineers, like repairing your muscles and being like, oh no, after today we're going to be out of work. They're dead wrong. You're going to tear down everything they just built like Godzilla rampaging through a city. Those muscle cells will never be out of work again. They're going to be employed full time repairing your muscle tissue. Your will is Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the Great Depression, employing these cells to build powerful structures. Your quads are a Hoover Dam. Your guts, as I mentioned before, is Randy Johnson's left arm. He was left-handed, right? Yeah, I think so. I think he was left-handed. He's left-handed. And your arms are going to give another human being nightmares for their entire life. Yeah, we did some good work here. Take a deep breath and start this over. Start from the top. Let's go again.